Right now it is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Werpman. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, also author of Simon Loses His Tummy, the Kindle edition, and her latest book was Before Her Voice Was Still. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring her in, Dr. Judy Werpman. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning to you all. It's good to talk to you today. Anyway, and what I was wanted to really talk to you about today is a problem that has been confronting me for several years now, not of my own making, but one that many people I know are facing and are facing with great frustration. And that is the problem. That is that when people go on antidepressants, and they do very well on them, their mood becomes better, their fatigue decreases, they are able to concentrate, they stop taking the antidepressants, and even though they've gained, you know, some weight on these drugs, they just assume that as soon as they go off of the drugs, they'll be able to lose the weight. Just like if you were, unfortunately, you had have chemotherapy, you lost your hair, but then you figure as soon as you finish your treatments, your hair will come back again. Well, your hair comes back, your hair growth comes back, but in many cases, the weight that you've gained on these drugs simply hangs around. There's no way of losing it. I heard stories about this years and years ago. Many, many years ago, I remember a client of ours, a weight loss client of ours, who she played for a quartet, and she said for years she always wore the same black skirt when she was playing, and it would always fit her. And she then went on a 6-month course of Effexor or some other antidepressant, gained 30 pounds, and she said she can't get into her skirt, and there's no way, no matter what she does, that she can lose the weight. And I thought, well, you know, must be her, maybe she's really not telling me the truth, maybe she's really eating more than she thinks, she's exercising less, but no, she insisted that she did everything right and she couldn't lose the weight. Okay, that was 20 years ago. Today, I still hear these stories of people who eat properly, count their calories, go to the gym, don't consume alcohol in more than moderate amounts, don't snack, and they still cannot lose the 10, 20, sometimes 40 pounds that they gained on their antidepressants. And I look in vain for any kind of research on this. Is it, you know, drug X, drug Y, combination of drugs? Is it how long you've been on the antidepressants? Is it what you do when you go off the antidepressants, whether you withdraw quickly or slowly? There is zero research in this issue, and yet many, many people are walking around with these unwanted pounds, and nobody is paying any attention. You know, a doctor will say, oh, go on a diet. Yeah, okay, these people do go on a diet. Or exercise more. Okay, they do exercise more. But nobody understands what's going on. And it's something that I think makes people extremely unhappy because, as one of the clients I have said, you know, I used to be a size 2 and now I'm a size 14. She said, okay, most people wouldn't think that's terrible because a lot of people are size 14, but when you're used to being thin and being active and being able to do whatever you want because, you know, you're body is strong and you're thin and you're mobile, and then all of a sudden you drag yourself to the gym and you can barely walk on a treadmill because your ankles hurt because you weigh so much now. She said, nobody understands what this does to you, and it makes you depressed again. And that is really the situation we're now in. And it's very hard to get the attention of the pharmaceutical companies or the psychologists, the psychiatrists, or the social workers who prescribe these drugs to pay any attention to this problem.
Yeah, because you know that old line, you want to be part of the problem or part of the solution?
Yeah.
It is so obvious at this point, and I'm sorry to...
Go on, please.
No, I'm sorry to introduce this concept, but I have always been a believer that, wow, if something can't be fixed, there must be something built into it not being fixed. So the first thing I'd like to know is what's the thing that, I can't answer the question, but what is the, who said that you can't feel better without putting on, you know, mass quantities of poundage? Who says? Like, who thought of that?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, and you know, the thing is that nobody will sit down with these people and say, okay, let's figure out what might be going on. Is it that when you were depressed, you were waking up a great deal because you had insomnia, and therefore, you know, you perhaps were more active because you were in and out of bed several times during the night. You got up earlier in the morning than you normally would have, and so the day was longer during which you were physically active. And are you sleeping better now? Might that count for a couple hundred calories, less energy expenditure? Or are you really scrutinizing your food intake? You know, maybe because your metabolism is slightly slower, maybe you really do have to eat less calories than you thought you did, and maybe you are, like most of us, mindlessly snacking and picking up a few calories here and there. I doubt that's the case, but it's something to be asked. Or more perhaps to the point, did you lose muscle mass when you were depressed because you were less active? Normally, that's a very typical symptom of being less active, being fatigued, and perhaps when you are expending energy in your exercise, you have less muscle mass to be, you know, engaged in this physical activity, and so therefore you're using up fewer calories. Or did you lose muscle mass? Can we measure that? These are so obvious questions that should be asked, but nobody really is doing so. And the only solution that I've even thought about, and I'm not an exercise physiologist, and so, you know, my opinion is really doesn't have any credible authority to it except just by observation. But, you know, but I have read that if you do increase your muscle mass, you do increase the number of calories your body is burning off. And so that might be something to consider, you know, not to become a bodybuilder, but if you really have lost muscle mass because of your previous depression, maybe you should go ahead and work out with a trainer or somebody who's knowledgeable about how to build it up. And the only other thing I can think about is that many of these people, before they went on antidepressants, were, I wouldn't say competitive athletes, but they were certainly athletic, and they loved exercise. And many of them became, you know, very good at running or biking or kayaking, what have you. And so their body was very efficient at using energy when they exercised. And my only suggestion to these people is try a new exercise that you're really clumsy at and really not very good at. And for a while, you are expending more energy in trying to get to a point of being really excellent. And so maybe you're burning up a little more calories. Like if you're a runner, try swimming or vice versa, because you'll be terrible at it. And so you're going to waste a lot of energy trying to be better. But that's it. And Jill, there's just nothing else. And if you were carrying an extra 30 or 40 pounds with you and people said, sorry, don't know what to do,
I would not stop until somebody gave me a better answer. But you know, that is something that people do have, and I hope this sounds as kind as I mean it to. It just might not come out that way, so I'm trying to be careful. But until an individual gets to a point where they are not willing to accept, let's call it the party line, just because, it is really hard to persuade the relevant people to muck in and help them figure it out. And it definitely wants more individual attention. So if
Absolutely.
You are carrying an extra, for example, 40 pounds and every that you can't get rid of, and every time you go and ask somebody and they're like, well, la 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 la, I don't know, there's nothing, you got to find
exactly.
another someone.
Yeah, or they don't believe you.
Yeah.
Well, you obviously must be eating more than you're telling me. We all know that people who are overweight lie about what they eat. Or you're making up how much you exercise. We all know people lie about how much they exercise. And that's not true. These people are adamant about their food intake because they were thin before they went on these antidepressants. They were athletic before they went on these antidepressants. They don't have any hang-ups about it. They don't have emotional reasons to overeat.
No. And, you know, that sooner or later, you will find someone, you know, it might not be the guy or gal next door, but sooner or later you will find someone who can help you with this. It's just,
right.
You just have to keep at it until you do.
That's right, but there should be research on
it.
There should be at least data accumulated, how many people gained weight and could not lose it on drug X compared to drug Y compared to drug Z or something. And that is absolutely never being done, not being done.
Yeah, no, and you're absolutely right, it should be.
All right. Well, sorry for my tirade, but maybe somebody's listening.
We're glad.
Anyway, it's a beautiful day.
Well, then in that case, you don't need a baked potato.
That's right. Okay.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.
And you can hear Judy and Food for Mood every Thursday morning right here on Robin Hood Radio. It's also on demand, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand, click on Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Wortman.